having a hard time staying still. Her grunting filled the silence as my tongue flicked over her clit, licking from side to side, trying to catch every bit of wine while the sensations built inside her. "Oh, my God." "Not yet," I demanded. "But I..." "Not yet." My nose pressed against the top of her pussy. My lips were buried inside, and my tongue plunged so fucking deep she was able to ride it. And she did. The wine dripped out of her navel and ran down her thighs, into her sweet, soft cunt. It tasted so goddamn good.
"I can't stop it," she cried. "I can't."
I wanted to have her like this for hours, but I wanted to feel her come, too. "Then do it right now." My order sent quivers through her whole body, her pussy clenching around my tongue while waves of pleasure spread over her stomach.
"Oh, shit,"
she screamed until she stilled. I stopped licking and slowly pulled my face out from between her legs. I wiped the moisture off my beard, but only because it was mixed with wine. Had it just been her juices, I would have left it, treasured it, tasted it again and again until I showered in the morning. She finally opened her eyes, loosened her grip on the counter, and looked down at me. "In the restaurant, you told me you were going to pour wine all over me, just like you told me you were going to use your flannel to tie me to your headboard. I guess I shouldn't doubt you when it comes to getting me off." I washed my face at the sink, then dampened a paper towel and brought it over to her. She made me smile, and I didn't hide it. "No, you shouldn't." I wiped her pussy, cleaning her off gently. "Sit up now." I washed her tits, pausing to softly flick my tongue over each nipple. They grew as I sucked them into my mouth and brushed my teeth over the ends. "I can't get enough of you," I said, finally pulling my tongue away. Her gunmetal eyes stared into mine. She had forgiven me. She had even gotten me to open up a little. There was more I could do, more reassurance I could give. "I will never disrespect you that way again. You have my word. And as I've proven to you, my word is my bond." Her eyes softened, her fingers lifting to brush over my beard. "Thank you." "Don't thank me yet." I dropped the paper towel and reached my hands around her, cupping her ass cheeks. "You gave me this tonight."
"I did."
"As much as I just want to take it, I won't unless you really give it to me. Is that what you're doing?" She chewed on her lip as though she were thinking about my question. Her cheeks turned flush, her hands continuing to brush over my whiskers. "Before you answer that, answer this. Do you trust me?"
"Yes."
"Then trust me when I say I would never hurt your body." A smirk crossed her mouth.
"Never."
"The pain won't be intended to hurt you, but to please you in a completely new way." I tugged her hands off my face and used my beard to skim around her nipple. "In a way you've never felt before." I moved back to her lips. "If I don't think you can handle it, I'll stop. If you don't think you can handle it, I need you to tell me. But I need you to trust me, Frankie."
"I trust you," she whispered. "So yes, I'm giving it to you."
14. Frankie. I laid on my back in the center of the bed, watching Derek roll the condom over his dick and climb onto the mattress. My knees bent instinctively, my thighs rising until they pressed into my stomach. I felt him at the entrance of my ass.
"Trust me."
His voice was as rough and raw as his beard, the bristles that were now brushing against my thighs as his tongue swiped down my pussy, a word he made me want to use now. He dropped lower and lower until his mouth finally reached my ass.
"Oh."
My back lifted off the bed in response.
"I trust you," I breathed, reminding myself as much as him.
I'd never felt a tongue on that spot, never felt soft, wet pressure in that area. He was drenching my hole,
probing it with the tip of his tongue. He was teasing my clit with his fingers at the same time. Having him down that low was such a foreign sensation, but tantalizing. Naughty and taboo even, which made it all the more erotic.
There isn't a part of your body that doesn't taste delicious.
I couldn't keep from blushing as his words vibrated against my ass cheeks. He hadn't been there more than a few seconds, and already a sensation was building inside me. It was different from my usual orgasm. This was more concentrated on the lower part of my stomach. A warming that ended with small, tingling bursts. He sensed the tension and slowed down, stopping the build as he moved back up my body.
Kiss me.
Derek.
Fucking kiss me, Frankie.
I couldn't deny the face that stared back at me. He was gorgeous and demanding and controlling, and I wanted all of it. Around me, on me, and most definitely inside me. As his mouth ravished mine, he gently inserted his finger, just a bit, like he had done the last time he'd been in the spot, allowing me to get used to it. As I began to move with him, he gradually increased his speed and pressure. One finger eventually turned to two, then three. He rubbed my clit at the same time. I found myself not just moving from the pressure, but actually grinding against it. Through my moans, I was begging for more. And more is what he gave me. His fingers were replaced by the tip of his dick.
Trust me,
he repeated. I closed my eyes, keeping my mouth on his, taking in his tongue at the same time I was taking in his cock. His mouth affected me tremendously, bringing out the most intense sensations. With the combined rubbing on my clit and the crown of his dick pushing into me, my body didn't know which one to focus on, which sensation was causing it to scream out in pleasure.
If it hurts, he said, you need to tell me to stop.
There was a slight burning feeling as he moved in deeper, and my ass worked to take in more. It became much more pleasurable when my body fully accepted him. Even when it had, he didn't thrust inside me with all his power. He moved at a pace I could handle, one I was comfortable with. Derek, I moaned. He growled, his lips traveling to my neck, just under my jaw where my pulse throbbed.
I knew you'd like it.
He punched his hips forward until he was completely surrounded by me.
Fuck,
he hissed.
I've never been inside anything this tight before.
I could feel what he meant. How my ass hugged him as he slid through all the slickness. Some of the lubricant had come from his licking. The rest I had created on my own. Oh, God, I grunted as he started moving faster. He was gliding out to his tip and shoving back in. His fingertips were swirling over my clit. I gripped his shoulders, digging my nails into his skin. I didn't want to hurt him, but I needed to hold on so something other than this bed could bear some of the pleasure that was streaming through my body.
Harder,
he insisted. My nails?
Claw me fucking harder, Frankie.
I couldn't imagine that stabbing his skin felt as good as what he was doing to me, but his request combined with the sounds that came out of him was such a turn-on.
You're too tight, he said. I'm going to come.
I almost laughed. That's a bad thing?
I need so much more of this before either of us even think about coming.
More? I shuddered. But I'm almost ready now.
Don't you dare.
He sat up taller on his knees, straightening his body and pulling my legs so they straddled his waist. My back rose off the bed, my arms holding most of my weight. The new position gave him more freedom to go as deep or as shallow as he wanted. His hands returned, one on my clit, circling it with a fierce speed, and the other on my nipple. He tugged it and pinched it between his fingers. So much building was happening inside my body. The way he rubbed my clit triggered a burst in my navel. The steady pumping in and out of my ass caused a desire that spread and peaked again and again in an endless wave. Even the clamping of my nipples caused a prickle to travel through my whole chest. The sight of his face was the only thing that kept me in the moment. Otherwise, the combination of it all would have overtaken me, and I'd have been shuddering on his dick in seconds. And I wouldn't do that. Not until he gave me permission. Partly because I enjoyed giving him that bit of power, and partly because the challenge of holding off my orgasm was as pleasurable as having one.
"You're a fucking ass, Frankie. I'll never be able to get enough of it."
I covered his hand with mine as he pinched my nipple, and I squeezed his fingers so he gripped the small pebble even harder. He groaned when he realized what I was doing, complied, and squeezed with the force I wanted. My head drove into the mattress.
"Derek, ah! Your ass is getting even wetter. It's you!"
I tilted my head forward so I could look at him again.
"It's what you're doing to me!"
He jerked forward, giving me quick, hard thrusts. I screamed after each one.
"If I don't stop soon, my dick is going to break this condom, and I'm going to fill your fucking ass with cum."
His dirty words always sent me so close to the edge.
"Come, Derek, please,"
I begged.
"I want you to come before I do."
My eyes closed, my feet tightened around him.
"So you come first, Frankie. Come right fucking now."
I was already there. I had practically been there since the moment the burning had stopped. My muscles, my navel, my breasts, they all started to boil right before he pumped me to a screaming peak. I didn't know where the orgasm was born, which part of me felt the most pleasure, or what was contracting, shaking, shuddering. But I felt it from inside me, outside me. I moaned through it until I ran out of breath. Then I watched him have his. His eyes pierced me right before he ravaged my lips, his grunts spreading over my face. His hands gripping me in such a way that I could feel his pleasure as much as my own. We finally stilled, and I felt him move next to me, gently brushing his fingertips over my nipples. They were more sensitive than they'd ever been.
"I had no idea something like that was even possible," I confessed. "Especially from inside of there."
Derek propped himself up on his arm, running his fingers over my cheek and through my hair.
"I told you I'd be your first for many things, and I promise you're going to like them all."
"If they feel anything like that, consider me your lifelong people." His thumb pulled on my lip. I loved it when he did that, when he focused on my mouth and nowhere else. It made me feel like he was longing to kiss me. And kissing Derek Block was one of the most overpoweringly personal experiences I'd ever felt. He was rough and unrefined, robust and all man. His mouth had been all over my body, in places where no one had ever been before. But kissing was so intimate and soft, an emotional expression more than a sexual one. He didn't show a lot of emotion, but he did when his mouth was on mine.
"So submissive," he whispered.
"Only with you." He cocked his head.
"That means there are no others."
It wasn't a question. He was too demanding for that. He already knew the answer, but maybe there was a part of him that needed reassurance, the same way I had needed his earlier. "No, Derek. There are no others. Just you."
"I like that answer even more."
15. Derek. I sat in my Suburban in the parking lot outside the motel. My eyes traveled up the stairs and across the doors until I saw 212. This was the room Tamara was in. She'd called a half hour ago and asked to see me immediately. I tried to push for a different date, another time. She wouldn't budge. Will was in a vendor meeting off-site and hadn't been able to plan an escape for me. Before leaving Timber Towers, I'd asked one of the assistants to call and make up an excuse that required me to get back to the job site. I hoped the time I had chosen would get me out of there before Tamara decided to take her clothes off. I needed to get my dick out of this mess, but I didn't know how. Tamara was our only contact, the only source we had who was inside Randy's circle. Without her, I would have no knowledge of his dealings, and I couldn't jeopardize that just yet. I got out of the SUV, climbed the stairs, and knocked on the door. I had a feeling she'd be wearing something sheer and tight, and would do everything in her power to get me to touch her. I'd bailed the last two times I'd been in her presence. She wasn't going to let me get away with a third. And hell, I was right. She opened the door in nothing but light pink panties and a matching bra, her nipples so hard they made the fabric buckle. I kept my eyes on hers. Risky to be answering the door in just that. No one would be knocking on it besides you, baby. My stomach churned. I wasn't her fucking baby. I wasn't her anything. She was lucky I was still standing there. I wasn't sure if this was even worth it anymore. I stopped her when she reached for me, clamping her wrist for a second before pulling my hand away. Don't make me remind you.
Don't make me remind you, Derek.
Her voice was whiny and pleading. You haven't touched me in so long. I'm beginning to think you're using me. I almost laughed, but it would have only confirmed that she was right. Don't start. You know how this works.
I do, and it seems like I'm the one doing all the giving and you're doing all the taking. It's my turn to take.
She walked to the bed and took a seat on the edge of the mattress. She ran one of her heels up and down her leg as if she were sanding her skin.
Like them?
The heels must have been the gift I had had Will send over. I picked them out for you, didn't I? It was a pathetic lie, and a pathetic answer, but her smile told me it had satisfied her.
You did. Thank you.
You didn't ask me here to talk about your shoes, and you know better than to call me just to service your pussy. If you have something to tell me, then say it. She reached down and rubbed her clit over her panties.
Randy closed on the land in Hull a few days ago.
I looked at her feet. Move your hand.
But I want to—
Move your fucking hand. You don't touch yourself unless I tell you to. She sighed.
Fine.
I waited, hoping for more. Nothing came. That's it? That's all you have to tell me? I was losing my patience and trying not to make it so obvious, but I couldn't stand seeing her in lingerie, or that I was even here, or that after all these goddamn years Hayden and I hadn't been able to secure a different source.
Well, no, she said. I've been looking at all the numbers and I ran a few more comps and I'm beginning to wonder if the land is actually worth what he paid. I mean, once the investors pulled out, I questioned it, but Randy knew I had a friend in banking and pushed hard for me to connect them.
Good deal or not, it shouldn't affect you.
But it does.
It all clicked into place then. If any part of me had wondered whether Tamara had ratted me out to Randy, I had just been reassured that she hadn't. You're not getting your commission, are you? She shook her head.
Turns out it's all happening off the books. I brokered the damn deal, and I'm not getting shit. Can you believe that cheap fucking bastard wasn't going to tell me? Probably planned to drag it out for as long as he could, then lie about the funds or something. Like I haven't been sucking the lender's dick and getting all the inside scoop.
Her eyes widened.
Sorry, I probably could have left that part out.
I wasn't focused on whose dick she was sucking. I was focused on the transferring of the money. Tamara's commission must have been kicked back to the lender, which was how Randy would pay the extra points. He couldn't afford to pay it any other way. Had he come to Timber Towers to gloat over his win, or to drool over mine? So the deal is absolutely done?
The money was already wired, and not one dime of it is coming to me. He even had the balls to ask me to look for more properties. He wants Boston, Back Bay, as close to your building as I can find.
What have you shown him? It looked like all the air had been sucked out of her body, wilted on that bed like a discarded balloon.
I haven't looked. I needed a few days to cool off.
Her hand dropped to her thigh.
So now do you see why I'm not in such a giving mood?
Randy had financially fucked up. I felt bad about that. Although she had never been loyal to him, she had worked as hard as she was capable of, and that had to count for something. I get it, I said.
Will you get my mind off it, Derek? Come over here and make me feel better?
I crossed my feet and leaned into the dresser. Are you quitting your job?
I want to.
He's been acting so crazy lately, scrambling to buy anything he can get his hands on. Her fingers paused at the edge of her panties. I want you to hire me, Derek. I'll give you a little head over lunch, my ass over dinner. We'd make such a good team. She sounded excited about the arrangement. My phone dinged from the front pocket of my flannel. I pulled it out and read the text from Hayden. I got what we need, brother. He's finished. Finished. Be at my place at 7 tonight. Hayden practiced fact, not theory. She wouldn't have sent it unless she was positive this new source was a strong one. It wasn't time to celebrate. It was time to get the fuck out of this motel room. The disaster, who was spread eagle across from me with her fingers on the verge of plunging into her cunt, was no longer needed. But I couldn't cut her off completely. Tamra had been a good source. Needy, whiny, demanding to the point where her punishments got rougher than I'd intended, but she'd been loyal. That was something I couldn't forget. What if I got you a job? Not with me, but with someone I think you'd work really well with. Someone who liked to use her mouth as much as Tamra did. I wasn't positive I could make it happen, but Will had been dropped off at work this morning, and the woman in the back seat looked suspiciously like Julia. She started to stand. You'd do that for me? I would. I put my hand in the air to stop her from coming any closer. But what's going on between us has to end. It was the dick-sucking comment, wasn't it? It was too stupid a question to even consider answering. I knew it as soon as I said it. I'm going to head out and let you get dressed. I'll be in touch once I hear something. In the meantime, stay with Randy. I'll get you out of that job soon enough. I gave her a nod and moved toward the door. Hey, Derek. I looked over my shoulder. Thank you. She sounded sincere. You got it. I got back inside my Suburban and pressed the number for Frankie's cell. Calling me during the day? This must be serious, she said. Her voice was like a scalding shower, washing away every image of Tamra that lingered in my head. Bad news, baby. You're canceling our plans tonight. I hated how disappointed she sounded. I never wanted to be the reason she was upset, or be the cause of her anger or sadness. I only wanted to make her smile. And moan. It was a disconcerting realization. One I wouldn't let myself really think about. I have no choice. I turned at the light, heading back toward the city. Something big has come up. With work? She wanted more from me, and I knew that, in the same way I wanted more from her. When it came to Randy, I'd already broken the seal with her. It wouldn't hurt to give her a bit more. It's not exactly work-related. I pounded my fingers on the steering wheel. Talking about it was harder than I thought. It's Randy. Hayden uncovered something, and she wants to discuss it. Are you free right now? I glanced at the time on my dashboard. Will would be in that vendor meeting for at least another hour. The crews would call if something came up. I have some time. Why? Come to my office. She didn't sound hurt anymore. Her tone was similar to when my tongue was on her. My balls began to ache, my dick pushing against my fly. Just the thought of being with her in that office made me so goddamn hard. Should I bring anything? Just you?
16. Frankie. Mr. Block is here, Bree said after I picked up the phone. Please send him in. I ran my fingers under my eyes to catch any loose powder that had fallen and fluffed the sides of my hair. And remember, no staff interruptions until I give you the okay. I've got it handled, don't worry. I hadn't told her my plan, but she knew. She knew everything. Like how keeping Derek interested took work, and how I was trying things I'd never done before. I planned to do both today. I felt him before my eyes found him in the doorway. His stare was fierce and captivating. It hit my breasts, the folds between my legs. It stirred a chaos of emotions.
Frankie.
Lock the door. I realized I had given him an order and added, Please,
He turned the knob and tucked his hands into his pockets. I had wondered how it would feel to have Derek in my office, a space much more formal and colder than my condo. My father liked to keep things ultra-contemporary with sharp lines and random blasts of color. He believed this style screamed wealth, which was what we needed to portray to our book of business and potential clients. Derek's casual, almost lumberjack style didn't seem to clash with the decor. What really screamed in here was my need for him, my desire to be closer and to feel his power in my hands. "Come here," I said. His stance widened, and he glanced at his boots.
"I don't know what you have planned, but I'm the one who does the demanding."
His eyes locked with mine.
"Not you."
I walked to him and grabbed his hand, holding it in front of my pussy so he could feel the heat coming off me.
"I'm not trying to control you, Derek."
My free hand touched the outside of his jeans, running up and down his fly.
"I'm just trying to show you what I want."
It amazed me how much power his fingers could hold, how the grazing of one fingertip could make my wetness pool, how his hesitation to my command could make me desperate to try harder.
"What is it that you want?"
I led him to my desk and sat him in my chair. "Can I show you?" I waited for his nod, then I kneeled on the floor, tugging at the button and zipper of his jeans. I pulled his dick through the hole of his boxer briefs.
"Jesus, Frankie."
"No?" His fingers wove into my hair as his palm held the base of my neck.
"Yes. Hell fucking yes."
He was already fully erect. My mouth watered as I looked at it. The open windows allowed me to take in every detail, every beautiful inch, every pulsing vein. The bead of pre-cum gleamed on the tip. I licked it off and swallowed it.
"That fucking mouth," he hissed as I licked over his wide ridge.
He held my head to maintain control, even as I worked him deeper between my teeth.
"Shit, Frankie."
I covered the top of his shaft and swiveled around to the backside. My hand cupped his balls as I gently rubbed them around in my fingers. The last time I'd given him a blowjob, he'd tied my hands so I couldn't pump him and suck him at the same time. I did it now, holding the base of his shaft while wrapping my lips around his crown.
"Milk it, baby."
I dipped my lips farther down, taking as much of him in as I could without gagging. As my mouth lowered, my fingers twirled around the base of him, my knuckles then sliding upward to meet my mouth. My spit dribbled down my palm, matching the slickness of my tongue. Derek's grip tightened, fisting a handful of my hair, directing me up and down his dick.
"Fucking milk it," he grunted.
I let him feel as though he were leading me, but I wanted this probably more than him, and to know I had the power to make him feel good. And when his cock banged against the back of my throat, I wanted him even more. More of his flavor, more of his skin, more of his cum. I wanted to swallow his orgasm.
"You keep this up and I'm going to come."
"Hmm," I grumbled. My hand pumped harder and faster, and when my mouth reached his tip, I sucked as deeply as I could. His hips moved with me, moaning with every stroke, every suck.
"I'm warning you now. If you don't want my load in your mouth, then you'd better stop."
I just kept on sucking, my hand sliding all the way to his base, his shaft getting slicker as more of my saliva fell over him. When he stopped moving with me, I felt a change in his dick.
"Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck."
He was there, so I kept my lips around the tip and sucked even harder.
"Take it, baby."
Then he squirted into my mouth, a long, hot stream that coated my tongue and splashed against the back of my throat.
"Take it all."
A second stream shot in, then a third. The sounds he made were the same ones as when he was inside my ass. Gripping my face with the same intensity as I had dug my fingernails into his shoulders. I pulled back and sucked the cum off my tongue, swishing it around a bit before swallowing it down. As I did, my eyes never left his hard, passionate gaze. While the warm fluid ran down my throat, I tucked him back inside his boxer briefs and zipped him up. He said nothing. I stood only halfway before he grabbed me and pulled me onto his lap, wrapping his arms around my waist and covering my lips with his.
"You're amazing. That fucking mouse is amazing."
I smiled, took his hand, and led him to the door. Our experience in my office mirrored the one we'd had in his, when he'd summoned me and licked me on top of his desk. It seemed that I was returning the favor.
"Things with Hayden shouldn't take all night."
He sounded calm, relaxed. No commands, no insistence. I liked this side of him.
"So what are you saying?" "I'm saying I'd like to come to your place when we're done."
Neither of us knew what time that would be, and I didn't want to miss the call from downstairs in case I was sleeping. "I'll put your name on the list. They'll let you right up." It was a big step, one I wasn't sure I was entirely ready for. But it was the next logical step. "I may be sleeping." His lips pressed on the edge of my ear.
"I hope you are, so I can wake you with my tongue."
I moaned, the dampness between my legs growing.
"And you'll be getting hours of it as a reward for how good you've been to me today."
I leaned back and met his eyes. There was a pang of need that made me want to leave this office and take him home right now. But the wait would make it all the more enticing.
"I'll see you later,"
he said, kissing me one last time. I watched him walk out the door and say goodbye to Bree, before he disappeared down the hall. Bree watched him too, then looked at me.
"Good fucking God."
"I know. I was talking about you too." I winked.
"I know."
She leaned on her desk. "Before we talk about what just happened, your dad called while you and Mr. Block were locked inside your sex cave. He wants to see you. Right now. I made up an excuse to buy you a few minutes, but I suggest you get your hot ass down there."
"Oh, shit."
I ran inside my office and took out my mirror, checking my hair and makeup. I flattened the strands Derek had frizzed, cleaned up my smudged eyeliner, applied more gloss so I'd look a bit more presentable, and walked to his office. My father would be the first person to call me out if I wasn't completely put together. He liked perfection. He believed in nothing but.
"Come in, Frankie," he said.
His door was already open, and I stepped inside.
"Take a seat."
I felt exposed. Like he knew I'd been less than professional only minutes before. I tugged the bottom of my skirt to lengthen it as I sat and crossed my legs. We normally had our business chats first thing in the morning, at least an hour before any employees arrived. It was rare that he called me into his office midday. There had to be a problem with one of the agents. I was surprised I hadn't heard about it.
"Let's get right to it,"
he said, leaning back in his chair and resting his foot over the other thigh. His hands made a steeple under his chin.
"The doctor has given me no choice but to step back a little. Because I need to spend less time here and less time focused on work, someone needs to take on more responsibility. I've designated that person to be you."
His chair swung back and forth.
"I've given great consideration to which division I intend to hand over to you, and I've come to a conclusion."
He paused as though this were a game show, as though it had taken only a few right questions to get here. But getting here had taken me more than half my life. Jordan International was divided into three divisions: residential, commercial, and leasing. My sales were solely focused on residential, but I was involved in all sectors, as was my father. For him to choose a division meant I wasn't good enough to oversee all three. I tried to focus on the moment as much as possible. He picked up the silver pen lying on his desk and tapped it against a stack of papers. I held my breath as his mouth opened.
"I'm giving you the residential division."
If I had to choose one, it would have been that,
the most demanding of the three, the one I'd been prepping for since I'd graduated college. I wanted to scream, but it wasn't appropriate, not in this office, and certainly not in front of my father.
"You've done well, Frankie. Extremely well, in fact. You've put all your attention on Jordan International, looked out for the company's best interest. You've put your job before yourself for nearly your entire adult life, which is exactly what I would expect from a CEO."
Compliments from my father were rare, so I listened intently, taking it all in, relishing in this dream that was finally coming true.
"I've never seen anyone sacrifice quite like you, especially since you broke things off with Reed. Landing Block Development was a significant highlight of your career. I wasn't sure you were going to pull it off. I'm incredibly impressed that you did."
Block Development. Derek. I clamped my fingers tightly under the edge of my chair, a stab of guilt gnawing at me.
"I heard Derek was in the building today, signing off on the two offers, I assume."
I ran my tongue across my teeth. I could still taste him in my mouth. Instead of presenting the offers to Derek, having him sign off or counter, I had sucked his dick. Was that something a dedicated employee would have done? How much had I really sacrificed if I was giving my biggest contract a blowjob in my office? Who had I become? Only one thought occurred. Julia. I'd become her. "No, he hasn't signed off on the contract," I said.
"I trust you have everything under control."
I just nodded.
"I was hoping you'd bring him by so I could finally meet him. I expect you'll make that happen soon."
"I will."
"Good."
He pushed the stack of papers toward me.
"The transition is going to take place in stages. If you continue to prove yourself and grow the residential division, in 6 months I'll hand over the leasing division, and 6 months after that, the commercial division. I had the attorney draft up an agreement to make it official. To keep it all documented and the terms outlined."
The words on the first page were blurred from the tears I was holding back. But they weren't from happiness. They were from the disappointment that was eating its way through me. I wouldn't shed them in here. I gathered the papers into my arms and stood. "I'll review them and return them once they're signed. Thank you. I'm honored, Dad. Truly honored." It was all I could say at the moment. He smiled.
"You'll make me proud. Or prouder, I should say."
I didn't know how that was possible now. I hurried to the door, but he called out before I could leave.
"And Frankie, I may have given you the residential division because you worked extremely hard for it, but that doesn't mean you should take it for granted. I can rescind the offer as easily as I've extended it. I expect the new responsibilities will inspire you to work even harder now, and to sacrifice even more of your personal time. Am I clear?"
"Yes, very." I couldn't think under his stare, under the pressure of the guilt that boiled in my chest. I would brush my teeth, pour myself a glass of wine, and, once I had a clear head, I would look at the terms, this legal agreement he felt he needed with his daughter.
"Take a few days to review it all," he said. "We can talk about it when you're ready, my girl."
His voice had suddenly lightened, a tone he didn't frequently use in the office. I smiled at him, then turned around again and headed straight for Bree's desk. I grabbed her hand and dragged her into my office, shutting the door behind us. "What happened?" she asked, taking a seat on the other side of my desk. "Hang on a minute," I told her as I pressed Anna's number in my contacts. "Hello? Anna, it's me and Bree. I have you on speakerphone." "Is everything all right, doll? I wanted to tell you both this at the same time." Bree's brows raised. Anna stayed silent. "It happened." "What happened?" Anna asked. Bree's eyes opened wide, and I knew she was thinking of something else entirely, something that included Derek. "Not that," I mouthed. "My father gave me the residential division." "Oh my God!" Bree squealed.
Honey, that's wonderful news, Anna said. I knew he would finally come around and give you what you deserve. Congrats, baby girl. I couldn't be prouder of you.
I stared at the stack of papers he'd given me and thought about what had happened in this office not 15 minutes earlier. I'd kneeled, I'd sucked, I'd swallowed. My client. I couldn't believe it. Things had changed since Derek had come into my life. I had changed. I shuffled through my appointments. I forgot to submit contracts. Aside from block development, I hadn't secured any new clients, all because my mind was elsewhere. I wasn't the woman my father had described, the one who sacrificed her personal life and stayed fully committed to the best interest of the company. The only thing I'd been fully committed to was Derek's dick. I was a mess. And I was in total fucking lust with Derek Block. Yes, I said. It's very exciting. The implications sank in. It'll put me in charge of a massive team of people. People who depend on my leadership and mentorship. Who count on me for their jobs. The guilt was rising into my throat. My eyes burning from still holding back tears. He made it very clear that what I've sacrificed is nothing compared to what I'll have to sacrifice when I take over. If these last few weeks have proved anything, it's that I can't have what I want personally and professionally at the same time.
Doll, Anna said kindly, please don't say what I think you're going to say.
I kept my eyes off Bree as Anna's voice trailed off. I had told Anna very little about Derek the last time I was at her apartment, but it was enough for her to know I had feelings for him. You two are the most important people in my life, and that's why I need your support on this decision. I can't keep moving in the same direction and still maintain control personally and professionally. It just isn't possible.
Seriously? Bree said.
Yes, seriously. I have to make a choice. Bree shook her head and reached for my hand. I knew what she was going to say, what she wanted me to do, but this wasn't up to her, and it wasn't up to Anna. This was on me, and I had to do what was right. I had to do what was best for me, for my future.
Whatever it is, doll, Anna said. You have my support.
Bree nodded sharply.
Mine too. Always.
I turned away from her and took a deep breath.
Then I choose.
XVII. Derek. Hayden poured two fingers of vodka into a short tumbler and slid it across the counter toward me. Then she poured the same in a second glass and kept it for herself, holding it up in the air. A toast, she said, to finally catching that bastard. I clinked my glass against hers and downed the booze. Are you going to tell me how we're going to do that, or are you going to keep me in suspense all night? She stared at my empty glass and placed hers next to it. You've heard the term ambulance chaser, haven't you? I wasn't stupid. I nodded. Our firm doesn't employ one because we don't need to, and it's a practice we don't believe in. I've met several over the years, none who I thought I could really trust or do the job we need, but I met one recently who I thought could handle it. I hired him, and hadn't heard a word from him until yesterday morning. You hired him through the firm? No, I did it privately. She picked up her glass again and drained the drop that was left. I guess the timing must have been right, because we got lucky. Fucking Tamara was something I could live with. I had done it for my family and would do it all over again. I didn't want any of that burden on Hayden. I wanted her hands to stay clean. Her involvement could have gotten her disbarred. It didn't sound like she had done anything illegal, but the look on her face and the tone of her voice told me she wasn't happy. What did he find? I asked. There's a construction worker who was hurt at Randy's job site not too long ago. He's a longtime employee. Still is. It made sense now why Hayden didn't sound happy. If he was still employed by Randy, it must have taken some persuading to get him to swing. I was sure that involved cash. Hayden's hands were dirty now.
There are more workers, Derek. Many more. Names that he'll eventually give me. I ran my fingers over my beard as I processed it all. He paid their medical bills, didn't he? This was so fucking layered. He gives them money to keep quiet? I think so. They're bleeding him dry. That's why he's out of cash. I remembered some of what Tamara had said in the motel room. Randy had been acting crazy lately, scrambling to buy anything he could get his hands on. He'd used her commission to pay points to his lender. He was stretched so thin financially, it was difficult to believe he was still in business. But I knew what helped him stay afloat. The shoddy construction, the cheap materials, the quick turnaround for permits and inspection. I'm going to bury him, Derek. Has he hired your firm? We're working out those details right now. There were many details, I was sure of that. Some Hayden would eventually share with me, others that she was legally bound not to divulge. I wanted to hear it all. The man had ruined my family. Every detail mattered. Does he know your affiliation? No. Jesus, Hayden. I poured myself another shot of vodka and slammed it back. Do you think he'll change his mind when he finds out? One thing has nothing to do with the other. I set the glass down and tried to calm the pounding in my chest. She was the attorney, the one who knew the law. But it didn't take a moron to know this case, and our affiliation wasn't typical. Are you sure about that? She sighed. Let me get him signed with the firm and get his statement documented. If it comes up then, I'll deal with it. But I honestly don't know why it matters. He wants restitution for his pain and suffering, and so do I. We're after the same thing, brother. I won't be leading the case. I can't, legally. But I'll be watching from the background with a hand heavily involved. I poured her another shot. This is only the beginning. We're going to pull inspection records, we'll find offshore accounts if he has them, every person he has ever given money to or taken money from. It's going to be an extremely long and painful process for him. His entire world is about to explode. My phone vibrated from my back pocket. On the screen was an email from Will, telling me he had spoken to Julia and she was happy to hire Tamara for her real estate team. I wanted to hear more about that conversation, but it would have to come later. I clicked off the screen and set my phone on the counter. You know, once this all starts, you're going to be questioned and you'll have to testify, she said. You're going to have to give a detailed account of that entire day. I know. And because you have all the industry contacts, you're going to have to put me in touch with them. She moved to my side of the counter. This is going to take a lot of time, Derek. I have to know you're as invested in this as I am. Don't question it. You know I am. We'd promised each other we'd stay focused until we found a way to take Randy down. That had included not getting involved in a relationship, something I hadn't even considered until Frankie. Before she confirmed my single status, I needed to change the conversation. Better yet, I needed a break. Bathroom, I said. I'll be right back. I walked to the powder room on the other side of the kitchen and shut the door behind me, gripping the edge of the sink. I'd get her whatever connection she needed. I'd help her research. I'd give a statement and tell the attorneys what I heard that day on the job site, what I saw. I'd testify in court. I'd play nice and let the legal system punish Randy for what he had done. But God damn it, I didn't want to give up Frankie. Not for my sister, not for anyone. But that was what it would take, and I knew she would ask it of me. I stared at my reflection, trying to make sense of it all. I looked tired, haggard. My beard needed trimming, and I needed some sleep. Frankie's pussy would be keeping me up again all night. My dick twitched at the thought of that, at what she would look like when I walked into her room, the sheets lying over her delicious body, how she would taste when I slowly ran my tongue over her clit, rewarding her for the head she had given me today. That fucking mouth. There was no way I could give that up. When I came out of the bathroom, Hayden was staring at the phone in her hand. She quickly tucked it behind her back when she saw me. I wasn't completely honest with you the other day, Derek. I eyed her glass. She had poured more vodka since I'd been gone. Frankie Jordan and I have a bit of a past. Don't go there, Hayden. I didn't know where this had come from, but I didn't like it. No, you're going to hear this. She paused. I knew she was reading my expression, testing my level of anger. This was difficult for her, and I wanted to make it easier, but I didn't think I could. Reed Reynolds was a stranger, who I knew nothing about when I met him at the bar. We went back to his place, a condo I later learned he no longer lived in because he had moved in with Frankie and was just too lazy to sell it. We were in his bed when she came in. She was out of breath, upset, tousled. Her voice started to soften. His bed is on a platform several feet higher than the rest of the room. A set of stairs surrounds it. She sipped from the glass. She grabbed his arm, and when he reacted, he pushed her. I don't think he meant to. It happened so fast, and it was dark. I felt something coming, something I didn't want to hear, something that would hurt me worse than it was hurting her. She fell down the stairs, Derek. She screamed. When Reed turned on the light, Frankie didn't move. She just laid there on the hard floor, gripping her stomach like she was in pain. But nothing came out of her lips. No words, just tears. So many tears. I don't know how long she stayed like that, ignoring us, completely frozen. But it felt like an eternity. And when she finally sat up, there was blood, so much of it running down her legs. And I knew. Oh, fuck. No. When I tried to help her to her feet, she wouldn't let me. I offered to take her to the hospital, and she said no. She wouldn't accept Reed's help, either. She just wanted to leave his condo, and we let her. I wanted to reach for the vodka, but I didn't. I wanted to smash every piece of furniture in her kitchen, but I didn't do that, either. I tried swallowing the knot in the back of my throat and breathed. Say it, Hayden. She miscarried their child on his bedroom floor. Because of Reed. Because of me. Why are you telling me this? Because you told me she's just your realtor and I believed you. But why would your realtor send you this? Her hand was now in front of my face, holding a phone that I quickly realized was mine. I'd gone to the bathroom so fast I had forgotten it on the counter. The screen showed a text from Frankie. I know you were planning on coming over tonight, but something has come up and I have to cancel. I won't have my phone on me, so if you call or text back, I won't get it. I'll explain everything to you in the morning. XOXO. I took the phone from her hand and slipped it into my pocket. I'm not talking about this with you. Tell me something. Do you receive hugs and kisses from every woman you do business with? Hayden? Because it looks to me like something is happening between you two. I felt it when I saw her at your townhouse, and I feel it now. God damn it. I didn't want Hayden to find out this way. Now that she knew, I didn't know how to fix it. And there was certainly no fixing her history with Frankie. The truth about that night at Reed's condo was much worse than I thought. All of it was, including the way my sister was looking at me right now. Frankie's text was bothering me, too. Hugs and kisses. That didn't sound like her at all. If anything, it sounded like Bree. But why would Bree have Frankie's phone? And why would she be sending me texts on Frankie's behalf? All of this was a fucking mess. I needed to get to the bottom of things. But first, I needed to find Frankie. Listen, Hayden. Now you want me to listen to you, brother? Now you suddenly have something you want to tell me? Why, Derek? She threw her glass on the floor, shattering it. Why? My phone vibrated, and I reached for it in my pocket. I needed a chance to breathe, to think of what I was going to say to Hayden, and reading the text message would give me that. But when I saw the first line, I knew I wouldn't be getting the break I wanted. From where Hayden was standing, she was able to see the screen, and, from the sound of her gasp, she was reading it too. Frankie will always be mine. So will her womb. She's just waiting for me to put another baby inside it. Mine, not yours, asshole. You can keep that whore of a sister who's the worst fuck I've ever had. She's nothing but a cunt anyway. Game on, motherfucker. Reed. When Reed had come to Frankie's condo and I had mentioned Hayden to him, I didn't say she was my sister. Frankie hadn't either. That meant he had researched me, and he had probably figured out that my last name was different than hers. God damn it. I slowly looked up, watching the emotion fill Hayden's face. Oh my God, Derek. I wished she hadn't seen that text. She was a strong one, but this situation was rough on her. And on Frankie. Game on. I gritted my teeth together. I'm going to fucking kill him. No, it was game over. To be continued. Unblocked, Episode 4. 1. Derek. Hayden's eyes filled with tears. She wasn't just hurt by the text Reed had sent me. There was anger in her expression, too. That bastard had no fucking right to call my sister a cunt. Hayden didn't know he was engaged when she went back to his condo that night, or that he'd gotten anyone pregnant and was expecting to be a father. He was the cunt for cheating on Frankie. "Please don't kill him," she said. "I don't represent capital murder cases, and I really need you around." Reed was a pussy. I could take him down without losing my breath, but if I smashed his face in, the only place I'd end up was in jail, and he'd win. So I'd play his little game like his text had goaded me into. But I was playing it for real. I was giving Frankie the control to choose who she wanted. He'd get nothing but silence from me, and it would eat him up from the inside and do more damage than my fists. It would make him question when I was planning to make my move. He may have been pretty and polished, but I had strategy on my side. "All right, I won't kill him," I said. "But if he mentions you again, I will set him straight." "I can live with that. Can you live with my connection to Frankie?" She wiped her tears, then crossed her arms. Before Reed's challenge had appeared on my phone, Hayden was waiting for me to explain why I hadn't told her about my relationship with Frankie. Her reaction was the reason our feet were surrounded by shattered glass. "I know you're angry about it." "Clearly. I would have told you when the time was right." I understood why she was mad, why she felt betrayed, but now she needed to understand where I was coming from. I fought my feelings for her until I couldn't anymore, and until I really understood what those feelings were, I couldn't tell you what was happening between us. Finding out about your history with Reed made it even harder. Admitting this to Hayden was as crucial as admitting it to Frankie. The difference was Hayden knew about my ex. She knew I had sworn off any type of relationship after Taylor had walked out. Frankie didn't. "I care about her, Hayden." "I can't believe this." She turned around and tried to walk away. I reached for her, gripped her shoulders, and pulled her closer. "Listen to me. Please. Stop saying that." I continued to hold her until her eyes met mine. "If things go further with Frankie, when they go further," I smiled, acknowledging the attitude she was throwing at me. "If they do, we'll figure out a way to make things work between you two." Fuck, I hoped that was true. I didn't just want the women in my life to get along, I needed it. Randy had caused enough drama and fighting and goddamn tears among my family. There wouldn't be any more. "Brother, I just told you I was the reason Frankie miscarried her baby. How can you possibly believe that she can be in my presence without wanting to kill me? Last time she told me to fuck off, next time will be much worse." Frankie had mentioned that she'd acted out when she'd seen Hayden. Considering what had happened, it was no surprise. But Hayden had a point. Telling me what went down at Reed's condo was a story I'd never forget. It was almost as difficult as when I'd explained what had happened at Randy's job site. Both had resulted in death. Both impacted me in a different way. "She told you to fuck off because she thought we had just hooked up. She didn't know you were my sister." She shook her head. "That's not the only reason she told me to fuck off. I'll talk to her. Don't worry about it." "I'm not worried about it, Derek. I'm worried about you. You've never kept anything from me that I know of, except this. It's making me wonder what else you might be keeping from me." I made her face